Last week, 12 states, including Minnesota and Illinois, sued the U.S. EPA for cutting back on requirements for many businesses to report the toxic chemicals they use. The lead state in the lawsuit, New York, asked Wisconsin and other states if they would join the case. But Wisconsin Attorney General Van Hollen declined the offer. State Justice Department spokesman Kevin St. John says the multi-state lawsuit is an attempt to litigate how a federal agency will operate.
The Attorney General believes that Wisconsin taxpayer resources should go to enforcing the law and enforcing Wisconsin law against Wisconsin polluters. If people have concerns about anyone in Wisconsin who may be polluting the environment, our DNR is there to investigate their concerns, and the Department of Justice stands by ready to assist.
St. John says Van Hollen doesn't want to second-guess federal decisions unless there's a unique impact in Wisconsin. He says that's what Van Hollen promised during his election campaign last year. But Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says there are a couple of good reasons to join multi-state lawsuits.
Firstly, just resources, sharing the work involved. And then secondly, it really helps highlight how the federal government is acting inconsistent with priorities of states.
Nillis agrees with the Justice Department's contention that Van Hollen has worked to keep Wisconsin's authority to try to regulate ballast water discharges in the Great Lakes. But Nillis says as business groups pressure the White House to help them before President Bush leaves office, states like Wisconsin need to challenge what's happening in Washington. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.